Good morning, Toby.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How does it feel?
How does it feel? I'm quite obviously extremely happy that the electorate have voted Labour, but quite apprehensive too about what I might find when, you know, we start looking at the books and looking at the services. So mixed feelings at the moment.
Is it daunting?
Of course it is. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. It's a very daunting future ahead of us. We already know that there's, you know, the £80 million worth of cuts that haven't really been imposed yet and are not impacting on the people of Sheffield. So I think we really need to find out exactly what they mean.
Explain to us what Thursday was. Was it a positive vote for Labour and people had looked at what you were going to do and they wanted that? Or was it an attempt in Nick Clegg's backyard to give him a kick?
I think there were three factors, actually, that affected the result on Thursday. The first factor was Nick Clegg, obviously. I can't deny that. The second one was the coalition government and the cuts. You know, when you ask people what they're most concerned about at the moment, they'll say cuts. And they associate that with the Tories predominantly. And they, don't like the fact that we've got Liberal Democrats in power with the Tories. So that's that. But locally, I do think people feel that the Liberal Democrats have wasted the last 3 years in the council.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting, wasn't it, because you pretty much knew you were going to get in. And if there is such a thing as a foregone conclusion, it was there. And yet you set out some pretty bold points. You're going to reinstate the PCSOs, you're going to put the money back to Sure Start. All those points that were in... whose leaflet was it?
It was Tim Rippon's, the ones that you...
in Tim's leaflet that we ran out.
Yes.
Are you prepared? You're going to stick by those?
To stick by those. I think what people generally say before any election is we're waiting to find out what people were going to do in the first 100 days or so. Mm-hmm. I think we've quite clearly stated what we're going to do, and there's a list of those, and I've said on this station that, you know, I'm happy to come back in 3 months' time and be challenged on whether we've delivered on those, and you've said PCSOs, voluntary community sector, Sure Start, etc. But there are other things that we obviously need to do as well. We need to do a review of early years, because we've got problems with not just Sure Start and children's centres, but community nurseries and community funding for local projects for children and young people. We also need to review the youth provision, because, as you know, we've had all those problems with Sheffield Futures, where the chief exec resigned, etc. So there are things that obviously we want to look at with our policies, but most importantly, we want to stand up for Sheffield. We feel that the Liberal Democrats failed to do that locally. We want to work with the government. I've quite clearly said that, and I think you'll find that very shortly I'll be writing to the government minister to say that, you know, in local government, we want you to understand our issues and we want to work with you. So we'll be doing that too.